Well, it was hardly blowing at all. This is, you know, the wind. It was hardly blowing at all. Then all of a sudden it started
blowing.
Oh, she is over. I have it written down. Let me see now.
My cousin live on the same street she do.
Mrs. Oh, wait, I had it up somewhere. Mrs. Well, I have her phone number, that's for sure, but... Oh, my goodness, I thought it said Parnum Avenue.
It's, a while ago, but I just keep
calling. There's a funeral home over there right across the street from where Mrs. is.
Well, that's
Branham. Branham, that's Branham. Right. I'm not familiar with Rome, and I just came up here, and I'm just going, oops, here.
Breath.
It's all right. Just keep talking. I've been going around and around and around all day long, but I could find your house, and it's easy. But and I know how to get back. But it's what, Branham?
Branham Avenue.
Branham Avenue.
My
That's
cousin
right?
lived right down below her.
Oh, really?
She's
what's
Mary
her Now, we went to several people on that block. One was a school teacher right next to the funeral home, and she was busy today. And then we went to Mrs. and her two little nieces came to the door, real cute. And there she was.
You know. My cousin lived down below. Her husband works at the bank, and she works there.
I'll be. If I'd known, I would have asked her to. But we ran into the mailman, and he told us what direction to go.
Well, that's good.
So we found, well, now their machine won't work, so it's not the electricity.
It's just, well, your machine works good.
Yeah, mine's working all right. Hers worked all right until the end of the tape. And then it just, she can't understand what's the matter with it.
And she's at Miss.
Yeah.
She taught
To say hello to you.
Yeah. She taught my children.
She did. She said first grade. How many children did you have?
Ten.
Ten children?
I raised eight. Uh-huh. Two little last one died.
Oh. When they were children? Mm-hmm.
When these babies. When they died, I wrapped his born. About 2 or 3 of them.
Do all of your children live here?
I've got a daughter here and a son, and the rest got a daughter in Indianapolis, and I've got a son in Dayton, and I've got 2 daughters and 2 sons in California.
All the way out there. Do you go to see them?
Haven't been yet, but I'm going.
You're going out there? How are you
going to
get there?
Well, I don't want to go on no plane, but I guess if I go, I have to go on.
Well, it'll be a long trip if you don't take the airplane.
Yes.
Unless you get someone to go in the...
Well, my son, he works at the Ford plant. He says he just will not drive from here to California. It's too long a trip driving.
I wonder how far it is.
About 3,000 miles, ain't it?
It is. Well, I don't blame him, do you? Because you have to go up over all kinds of...
Yes,
maybe,
I don't like up in there.
Yeah. I don't know, though. You could just get on the plane and go to sleep.
Well, that's what they
when
tell me.
When you wake up, you'll be there.
Maybe that's what they tell me. See, I'm old, you know, and I...
Oh, you're not that old, perhaps.
82.
You're 82? I never would have guessed. Well, you know, my grandmother is 86, and she still flies.
Is that so?
She just took a trip. She says it's easier because you don't get so tired out.
Yeah, that's what my children tell me.
Oh, you ought to go.
One of my sons says, if I come out there,